There's speculation that I've heard that the campaign format, when you have to run for the Supreme Court, saps the energies of the court in discharging its judicial function. Did you find out of that experience or other experiences that this was true, or what could you say about that?
I did. Now, the court is very, very lenient or understanding of it's generally two members are campaigning in any given election. The other person who was running for election at this time was Thomas Matthew Kavanaugh. The time I was running on with the Republican nomination, Thomas Matthew Kavanaugh was running with the Democratic nomination. Of course, he was the Chief Justice. And that period of time, and I suspect it is still true, that period of time from approximately July until November, the activities of the court are not crippled, but curtailed because of the fact that there are certain times that the two candidates, simply can't be there, or certainly you've got at all times the thought of a campaign on your mind. But I found that as far as the two of us were concerned, Thomas Matthew Kavanaugh and myself, they were very understanding, and we got our work out and all that. But at any time, I think in every 2 years, from July to November, the court's work is, I guess the best word I could use is hampered by the fact that two of the seven members are running for election. And there are certain things that you have to go to. There are certain times that you can be there and the other justice who is running can't be there. And it does, I guess, hamper is the best word I can think of. It hampers the operation of the court. But
thinking
as long as you got to run, there's always going to be that problem, I guess.